The concept of reincarnation goes back to the beginning of time. Well, the beginning of human thought, at least. Is it real? Skeptics would say that it's not. But now, some scientists are saying that perhaps it is. Today, we learn more about reincarnation. Thank you for listening and subscribing to Learning More. I'm Russ. And yeah, this week we are talking about a topic that I have found interesting my entire life. We're talking about reincarnation. Some people call it rebirth or transmigration. Essentially, it is the essence of our soul leaving our biological form and moving upon death to a new physical form. Okay, so today we are talking with Titus Rivas. He has been researching the topic and he has written a book on the topic as well. He's one of the co-authors of Reincarnation as a Scientific Concept. He's a theoretical psychologist and a philosopher. Titus, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so I think we should start in the beginning. Let's talk a little history of reincarnation. When did this concept kind of first come around and when did people start to believe in this?
Yeah, as you were saying, the concept of reincarnation is very ancient, very old. It occurs among many different ethnic groups. It is also part of many religions, for example, Hinduism, and in a sense, Buddhism. And yeah, there are many explanations for why people started believing in reincarnation. There are, of course, very skeptical explanations, which point out that if our ancestors were looking at nature, they saw some kind of regeneration all the time. For example, during spring, the life that had been that had died during winter started to re-emerge again. And that might have caused them to believe that something similar would happen to people mm-hmm. after they had died. But yeah, of course, if that were the whole story, there would be no reason to study reincarnation in a parapsychological sense, because it would mean it would just be some kind of fantasy and not a real phenomenon. There would be no experiences mm-hmm. that would indicate that there really is such a thing as reincarnation.
It's a scientific hypothesis at this point, right? Reincarnation. And with that, you need evidence, experiments, observations. And that, I guess, is done mainly through investigations and interviews in this particular case, right? Or with this particular topic.
Yes, of course. It is a topic that wasn't discovered while doing experiments or something. All the evidence that was collected until only recently was of the kind of spontaneous cases, especially of young children between the ages of, let's say, 2 and 5, who started talking about a life before they had been born in this life. And they were saying things like, "You're not my real mom," or "You're calling me by this name, but I really have another name." And they made me very, very many concrete recollections that can also be verified or falsified, that can be investigated. And it is possible to link them to the past of a deceased personality.
And we're not just talking about a few cases of this. Like, for instance, Dr. Ian Stevenson, he did 40 years of research at the University of Virginia and had 2,500 cases of young children.
Correct.
That had memories of some sort of past life. Dr. Stevenson believed that reincarnation was common. However, the memory recall was not very common. And I bring up Dr. Stevenson because he was one of the people that kind of brought you into this field, right? You read his book and that's what brought that's you right. into starting your research as well?
Yes, that's true. Stevenson discovered the whole subject in the 1950s, if I'm not mistaken. And there had been some research, especially in India, of such children with spontaneous memories, and he wrote an essay about them. And after that, he started doing his own research. He traveled to countries And he studied those cases with a team of translators and assistants and tried to connect specific statements to a specific personality, deceased personality, and tried to find out if the correspondences between them were strong enough to conclude that the child was really remembering a past life as that specific deceased personality or not. And if so, if those statements could also be ascribed to, let's say, coincidence or just fantasy. And he concluded that there is a hard core of cases that can't be explained away.
Now, you've got Dr. Stevenson's research. You've also got the research that you and your co-author did. Now, before we get into that, we should probably learn a little more about your co-author.
Yes, my co-author is Dr. Kirti Swarup Rawat, if I pronounce it right. He is an Indian researcher. He's a sociologist and a philosopher, and he is in his 80s now, but until quite recently, he was very active as a researcher in India and Nepal, and he also collaborated several times with Dr. Stevenson.
Okay, so let's hear about some of the research. Tell us about one of the cases.
Well, one of the cases that Dr. Rawat studied is the case of Shanti Devi, a very young girl who was already an elderly lady when he first met her, but he became completely convinced that the case was not a hoax and that she had said many things, many specific things about a young woman who is completely in a different social setting and social environment. And her life, the way she died, her husband, many details that were confirmed. And he managed to contact several witnesses, not only in this case, but in more of these classical cases.
What's interesting to me about this, too, is Dr. Rawat is doing these interviews in India. And then you hear about cases, not just there, but you hear about cases like this, you know, throughout the world. And they all sort of have these similarities where they have these memories, or like there was one case that I saw in the book about a Turkish boy that described events immediately after he died in the previous life. He described being transported in an ambulance, yes, and the doctor pronouncing him dead, the washing of the body, and even his funeral. And you get those same sort of details, not just, you know, in Arizona, you know, but in India, yeah, or in, you know, Australia or wherever you are. So it's interesting to hear people that are not connected at all being able to describe these same things.
Yes, I completely agree. Yeah.
And there are, you know, like I mentioned, the skeptics out there that think that maybe this is selective thinking, false memories. But then you have evidence like, for instance, a birthmark. Like a person that is reborn that may not even know how a particular person passed, they have a birthmark where, let's say, the person was, you know, injured, right, or they have a fear or a phobia, or perhaps even some sort of untaught skill. Like, yeah, how do we explain that away without that being a reincarnation?
Skeptics would just say it's just one big hoax and all these things never happened. There are no such cases, mm-hmm, or if there are, they can be explained away very easily by coincidence. If you look at the evidence, yeah, you must conclude that there's more to it than just coincidence and normal factors.
So we don't know what's going on. It could be reincarnation. It could be, you know, somebody telling these kids something. And I say kids because generally this happens with kids under the age of 5, and those memories tend to disappear as they get older. Or I say memories, are they memories or are they fantasy? We don't know. When we come back, we're going to get into what else this could be and some of what the skeptics believe. We'll talk about it right after this. All right, and we're back. Thank you for listening and subscribing to Learning More. I am talking today about reincarnation with Titus Rivas. And Titus, we touched on just before the break some of the details and how people around the world have experienced this. It's not just in one area. It's not just, you know, any people that are just related to one group that could have, you know, talked about this and said, oh, well, hey, let's try to scam people, or, you know, let's try to do this, whatever it is. They're everywhere. And it's been going on through time. So what else could this be? Are there alternative hypothesis other than reincarnation?
Yes, of course there are. And let's just realize that the most common explanation is that it is all culture bound. It is just a production of culture or religion. And yeah, if you can see that these cases show characteristics that are transcultural, that aren't limited to just one cultural context, religious context, you can already rule out that explanation. So it's not just a matter of cultural prejudices or cultural conceptions, but it must be something more natural. It must have to do something with our minds, with how our minds work. This also means that the alternative hypotheses that are usually proposed are psychological hypotheses. So hypotheses that are connected to how our minds work. Things like fantasy, childish fantasy. Children usually have a quite rich imagination. This could, in principle, be just a result of such fantasies.
They watched a movie or read a book or something, you know, and they're playing that out.
That's right.
And also selective thinking or suggestions from other people that perhaps putting their beliefs on the child. So they make a statement like, when I was a man.
Yeah, especially parents.
So how do we get past that? And why do we think that that's not the case?
Well, first of all, some of these cases occur in countries in which a belief in reincarnation is not very common and goes against normal cultural ideas, such as Western countries in general, I would say. This means that you can't expect parents to pressure their children to come up with a reincarnation story, which would go beyond a mere fantasy, because such parents simply don't believe in reincarnation and find it a ridiculous idea, or even an offensive idea if they are religious Christians, for example. And apart from this very important fact, there are the so-called paranormal features of these cases that couldn't be explained away anyway, even in countries that do believe in reincarnation for the most part. When we are talking about paranormal features, we're primarily talking about statements that turn out to be correct for a specific diseased personality.
You taught courses about parapsychology. Mm. And when I think parapsychology, I think of ghosts. I think of mediums, psychics. I don't know if people really know a good definition of parapsychology. What is parapsychology exactly?
Well, there are several definitions, of course. There's not just one definition that everybody agrees upon. But my own definition is the study of any phenomenon that is linked to the mind or the psyche, but not accepted by mainstream psychology. So that would include things like telepathy, clairvoyance, psychokinesis, poltergeist cases, healing, psychic healing, I mean, mediumship, apparitions, and also reincarnation. Because all these phenomena are linked to the psyche, for all we know, but they are not accepted by normal psychology.
So there's a lot you have to believe in if you're going to believe in reincarnation. Many of the other items you listed, like apparitions or spirits, mediums, psychics, perhaps telepathy. However, again, I go back to this evidence of things that people knew that they shouldn't know, or birthmarks or talents that they had never trained for. Okay, so if this happens to our child, if they come to us and they say that they believe they're reincarnated, they do it in ways of, when I was a man, or my name really is, or you're not my actual parents, things like that, what do we do when we hear that from our children?
Well, first of all, we have to take it seriously and we just have to listen to the child. For science, it's a good idea to take notes of everything the child is saying. And it depends, of course, on the child's needs, whether you have to do more with it or not, because sometimes children just remember the way they died and they don't want to think of it too much. They simply mention it once or twice and then they just want to go on with their lives. But in other cases, the children tell their parents very elaborate stories about the memories, and they really want to return to people from the past life. They want to meet them and they want to see their surroundings or the village or town they used to live in. And then it is really worthwhile to try and trace the previous personality.
So aside from this being traumatic for the child, I would think that this is going to be traumatic for the parent.
For the parent.
Yeah, for the parents. Hearing your child say that they have a past life, you don't know if this is, you know, fantasy or play or if maybe this is real. It's got to be difficult. I heard about one case where they actually took the child who was fascinated with airplanes. They took him to, I believe it was Pearl Harbor, to actually see where the planes went down. And it sort of gave him a bit of closure in the incident. Do we have to worry about that? Or does this just go away over time once they, you know, become 6 or 7 years old?
Well, there is a general characteristic in most children that they tend to forget their past lives when they get older, say from the age of 7 or 8 when they start going to elementary school. But there are exceptions. There are a few cases in which the person in question held on to his or her memories and still had them at a later age, sometimes even as an adult. My personal impression is that it depends on the psychological needs of the person recalling the previous life. It could be compared to how we remember things of our present life. Sometimes it's just enough to seek some closure, and then we don't want to dwell too much on the past. But in other cases, yeah, we also enjoy recalling things from our past. And I think it will be quite similar in case of reincarnation type. Some children will simply enjoy remembering certain things, and sometimes they manage to keep those memories even when they're an adult.
Okay, so I alluded to this earlier, but I got to ask this question. If we are to believe in reincarnation or rebirth or transmigration, essentially that the essence of our soul leaves our biological presence and moves after death out of our physical form into something else, are we also to believe in ghosts and spirits?
I would say that they go hand in hand. Because there are also children who recall episodes that occurred between their past life and the present life, say in another spiritual realm, but also sometimes on Earth. There are cases in which children remember how they interacted or tried to interact with the physical world and try to influence their relatives or their friends, also through dreams in which they appeared to, say, their mother from the previous life, told them certain details about the events that occurred after they died. And afterwards, these details were verified by researchers. So there's more to it than just fantasy, to such intermission memories, as they are usually called. Memories of an existence as a discarnate entity or spirit after they had died.
As a person that studied parapsychology, written a book on reincarnation, have you had any personal experiences with reincarnation or with spirits?
Well, I have had a recurrent recurring dream that somehow did point in that direction, but it remained quite vague. I was just seeing an elderly lady running for her life through the woods and screaming very loudly. Yeah, I got the impression that it was an image that I got from a previous life, but I can't prove it. I can't verify anything of it. So it remains quite vague. But apart from that, I've had plenty of experiences with telepathy and even precognition.
You've talked about research, you've talked about investigation, you've talked about the facts are trying to be either discredited or, you know, proven. What does somebody do? How do they start that research? Who do they go to? What are their next steps if they feel they want to see if either what they're dreaming or, you know, what they're feeling, they're thinking is actually true? Where do they go? How do they research
that? Yeah, the first thing that you have to do is try to document the experiences as extensively as possible. Try to write down everything a child, this usually is a child, of course, is saying about the previous life. It's very important to document things in writing or with a tape recorder or whatever, so that skeptics can't say afterwards that everything has just been embellished or even made up because things had been written down before. So that is very important. And you can also try to find out if the child shows specific behaviors or maybe some physical characteristics such as birthmarks or birth defects that could also be related to a previous life or specific untaught skills that don't relate to a skill shown by anyone in the child's family or direct environment. Mm-hmm. And after that, yeah, you try to connect all this to a very real historical deceased personality. And you try to find out if things match or if they don't.
All right. So the book is Reincarnation as a Scientific Concept, Scholarly Evidence for Past Lives. And it's by Dr. K.S. Rawat and Titus Rivas, who has joined me today. If you want to learn more about this, I would definitely take a look at this book. We'll put a link in the description of the podcast. Titus, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
And thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. This podcast is so much fun to put together, and I love learning more with you. I hope you do enjoy it as well. And I hope you do subscribe and tell your friends about it, because we'd love to have more people listening so that we could devote more resources to the podcast. We've got some great episodes coming up, more on the paranormal. We've got a ghost episode coming up. We're going to be talking with a skeptic that actually goes out and tries to find ghosts. That's coming up. Also, we're going to be talking with Todd Fisher. Yeah, he's the brother of Carrie Fisher and the son of Debbie Reynolds. That's coming up in a future episode of Learning More. So don't miss out. Be sure to hit subscribe so that you are alerted to each one of our new episodes. And also, we've got a link to our daily podcast, This Is Today. You can check that out by clicking the link in the description. Thank you so much for listening today and learning more with us. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you next time.